Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
All right, guys, welcome to Always Hungry from iHeartRadio. My name is Bobby Flay, and I'm here with my daughter and co-host.
I'm Sophie Flay.
And on Always Hungry, Sophie and I gather around my stove to cook together.
Well, you cook, I ask the questions and eat the food.
If there's any food left, we come to the table together to share a meal, connect as a family, and tell the stories that matter to us.
All right, Sophie, so, you know, I get a lot of questions about how I do certain parts of my job. People always ask about the shows, like, you know, how does the judging work? You know, where do the chefs come from? Like on Beat Bobby Flay, that kind of stuff. And like people always want to know like the, you know, BTS, the behind the scenes mm-hmm. of like, I think of anything really.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I get asked about is how do I do my cookbooks?
How many cookbooks do you have?
16.
That is crazy.
I think the next one, I think the Beat Bobby Flay is the 16th.
Wow.
And the next one is the 17th, which is going to be, it's going to be with you. Sundays with Sophie.
We're allowed to reveal it?
I don't know.
Wait, we should find out.
It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
the bottom line is like, I during the quarantine, you know, like everybody, I was cooking 3 or 4 meals a day. Mm-hmm. And like every day felt like Sunday to me. Mm-hmm. You know, in fact, I did a piece for CBS Sunday Morning, and it was one of the lines in my stand-up, which was like, every day feels like Sunday and that, right now, and that's okay. Because we were all kind of going through the, you know, basically locked into our homes for not a short period of time. And we were cooking, and, you know, I got asked a lot of questions by a lot of people that I know and a lot of people that I don't know. As to like, you know, how to cook, how to get dinner to the table on a nightly and daily basis. And so people really kind of went to that sort of comfort thing. But the thing I loved about it was that it got everybody back to the table in their family's house. Mm-hmm. And which is something that I think that we've sort of lost. That's sort of the lost art of of family eating, which is getting everybody around the table because everybody eats on the go, or they go to a drive-through,
yeah.
or they're ordering in, or you know they're eating yeah. on, they're eating in their car on their way to work or mm-hmm. away from work. You know, it's like this country as a country is so everybody's so busy.
Yeah,
you know, but you go to Europe, like people are still like sitting around the table every night with their family. It's kind of great. So like that was a silver lining of it all. You know, got to get back to the table, you know, and discuss the matters of the day, whatever they were. It was really nice. But anyway, getting back to the cookbook situation. So basically, you know, especially for somebody like me who is a professional chef, has restaurants, et cetera, you know, we're not like authors in the traditional sense of the word, you know? And I shouldn't speak for everybody because there are plenty of people who are professional chefs that just sit down and write the books by themselves. I don't do it that way. What I do is I get a lot of help from a lot of people. My books always start with something that I'm passionate about at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it all revolves around the food that I'm cooking then and what I'm interested in.
Right.
Then. And so, you know, my very first cookbook was something called Bold American Food, which was the food of the American Southwest, but I was cooking it in New York City. It was Mesa Grill was my, you know, the first restaurant that I owned. So it was all these Southwestern ingredients and the food was very, you know, boldly flavored. You know, it was, you know, lots of chili peppers, lots of roasted garlic, toasted garlic, et cetera, things like that. You know, tomatillos and, you know,
yeah.
things that had big flavors. And it was like the first time that this country was really interested in eating food that wasn't sort of one note. You know, it was time to kind of wake up our taste buds. And that was my first book, Bold American Food. And everybody laughed, all my friends, including you, laughed at me about that big book because on the cover of the book, in this little round picture of me in my... in a vest with a white t-shirt,
yeah.
and it looks like I'm in a boy band.
I have to look it up.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
It's so good.
What do you mean it's so good? It's so good because you can laugh at it?
Yeah.
I remember when I posted, because I was posting these dishes as I was making them during the quarantine.
Yeah.
And when I posted the chicken piccata, people just like flipped out. I'm like, wow, it's chicken piccata. But that's what you realize as a professional chef, you realize that most people want things that are simple and things that they recognize.
Yeah.
It's really good. I mean, basically it's, you know, it's some kind of protein and you pan saute it and then you take it out and you hit the pan with some white wine, you deglaze it. And let's say it's chicken, you get all the scraps from the chicken that was in the bottom of the pan, you scrape it up, it becomes part of the sauce. You add some capers, some lemon, some butter, some parsley, boom. Just put it right on top of the chicken. It's delicious.
So good, yeah.
All right, Sophie, so I'm going to show you how to make a classic piccata. And, you know, chicken piccata is probably the most well-known. I'm going to make a swordfish piccata. And there's different renditions of it. You can put some cherry tomatoes in if you want. It's not classically piccata, but, like, that works too. So I'm starting with some canola oil in a pan. And I have salt and pepper on. I'm using a swordfish steak. If you want to use a fish... like tuna or swordfish is good because it's like a steak-like fish. Kind of emulates like kind of like a chicken breast, so to speak. And that this is wonder flour, which is flour that's already been steamed, so it's already cooked, so it doesn't get clumpy. It actually makes it lighter. I like using wonder flour in certain things. So you have to cook the rawness out, okay? And then I'm going to go right into the hot oil. You hear that sizzle?
Oh, yeah.
And then you just want to let that... You want the flour to cook on that side. The salt and pepper becomes part of the fish itself. And obviously you want it to be, you know, a little crusty on one side.
Mm-hmm.
You want that good contrast of texture for sure. So the key to that is to like don't flip and turn it until you can start to see the edges start a little bit get a little bit brown around the edges.
Okay.
But anyway, getting back to how it gets done, first of all, there's something that people don't know about me, which is that I do like to write. I write all the things that are really important to me. And when I have to speak about something, whether it's like giving a speech or a talk, or when I do my video essays on CBS Sunday Morning, for instance, I write every single word of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then in my books, I write a good amount of it, but I also get help in terms of shaping the book itself. Because there's the one thing that you learn as somebody who writes a cookbook for the first time, like a lot of times, like, you know, a chef will open a restaurant, the chef will get hot, then all of a sudden, like, a publisher will come along and say, would you like to write a cookbook? And if they're not, you know, if they don't come from the literary world prior to their cooking world, they probably need help doing it. Mm-hmm. So the first thing you do is you find a co-author. And, you know, it could be a ghostwriter or it could be an actual co-author. I don't like the idea of a ghostwriter because then you're not really crediting that person for writing it.
Right.
And so I've always had co-authors. My first co-author was a woman named Joan Schwartz, who wrote a few of my books with me. And then Julia Moskin, who now writes for the New York Times, wrote a few of my books with me. She can't do that anymore because she writes for the New York Times, mm-hmm. so it would be a conflict of interest. But and then Stephanie Banias, who was my longtime assistant, took over that role as co-author and did, you know, I don't know how many books Stephanie did with me, probably 6 or 8 or 9 or 10. I can't even remember. And then, you know, just recently, I started working with a woman named Emily Timberlake. No relation to Justin, I don't think, but who knows? I haven't seen her dance moves. So Emily has been, you know, terrific writing this this next book with us. And, you know, what's the role of a co-author? So basically, the way it works is I come up with the recipes. And I come up with the recipe titles and the ingredients. And I'm really not good at writing down recipes. Like, I'm not good at, like, you know, I don't measure.
No, you eye everything.
I eyeball everything.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So, you know, like, I have to have somebody test them. You know, Stephanie Banias would test a lot of them prior to that. And, you know, when she was writing the books with me. But this time, I hired a woman named Susie Vu, who worked. I originally met Susie at the Food Network Kitchens. She's worked on tons of my shows. She worked in the Food Network Kitchen for a long time, et cetera. She still works with them from time to time. But Su Vu is like, you know, she's a machine when it comes to, you know, cooking and testing recipes and stuff like that. So basically what I did for this book was I gave her all of the recipe titles and as much of the ingredients as I remembered. And then she started testing them. And then we kind of went back and forth, you know, and she's got a great palate. So I really trusted her in terms of like whether she thought that the flavors were right and the textures were right, et cetera, and this and that. And, you know, we kind of adjust as we go. So I'm rolling past this pretty fast, but that's a long process.
Yeah, of course.
So then we have the recipes and then we give the recipes. First of all, I look them over to make sure that they're right. But then we give the recipes to Emily, who's the co-author, and then she puts them in like the recipe style that my particular publisher wants. And that, you know, I've been working with Clarkson Potter for a really long time. And my, you know, and then she works with my editor, Jan Sitt, who, so I mean,
there's so many people involved.
And I'm just getting going. I mean, this is the thing that you have to understand. This is not like, I don't like, you know, sit down on my computer one night and write the book,
right,
you know, by myself. It doesn't happen.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a wave.
Surfing!
Give me a city tour.
The trolley!
Give me animals.
The zoo!
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park!
Give me a woo!
roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Come on. And then there's all kinds of different parts to the book. So the head notes. So a head note would be like the paragraph or two above the recipe that tells a story or
right.
a story or an inspirational mm-hmm. moment of the recipe, or it might even just talk about the recipe itself and why. What you should look at when you're making it, or why I like the recipe, whatever. It's just a short sort of, you know, not a synopsis, but it's a short, you know, thought process of that particular recipe.
Right.
And I have been writing those myself. Sally Jackson sometimes, who's also like my chief of staff, but also is a great writer, like she works with me sometimes on those as well, where like she'll just sort of take dictation from me and like, and write them. But the last few books, I've been actually literally just writing them myself. And then there's like chapter openings, you know.
Right.
You know, like
to set you up for each chapter.
And so the co-author, like Emily, would write that, or whoever the co-author was for that particular book would take a shot at writing that. I would take a look at it. I might say a couple of things that I wanted included in it. But for the most part, at that point, they're writing in my voice.
Right.
You know, that's what happens is they're not writing in their voice, they're writing in my voice. And like that relationship doesn't happen overnight. You know, it takes some time. And you do have to, as the primary author, you do have to spend time with your co-author, you know, talking a lot about, you know, why you're doing this book and why these recipes are important to
yeah.
you. And, you know, telling stories about why, you know, why this book is even existing
mm-hmm.
so that they understand your voice. And so Emily has been really good at that. Stephanie obviously knew me like the back of her hand. So
yeah.
that was never really an issue. And then there's things like the introduction, which I write, you know, the introduction to every book to me is like, it's like me writing, you know, basically the essay of the book. And so
right.
I write every single word of it. I have other people that I trust read it. You know, obviously one would be my co-author, one would be Sally. You know, and they'll read it and give me their opinion. And, you know, with the exception of grammar, I don't usually let them change it because mm-hmm. I want my voice to be my voice.
Yeah.
Even if it's not incredibly polished, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
With my pen. I mean, it's my voice. It
yeah.
is who it is. You have to remember, I dropped out of high school when I was in 10th grade. So it's like, I'm not a literary major. You know, I don't have my master's in writing.
Right.
So when I was talking to you before about like passion of this, it started out with Bold American Food because I was cooking that kind of food, and then I opened Bolo, which was a Mediterranean restaurant, and that was a book called From My Kitchen to Your Table, and it was a lot of like oven to table things, like family style dishes.
I don't know
if I've
seen that one.
That book, that was the sophomore book, so it kind of got overlooked a little bit. I wrote a book called Bobby Flay Cooks American, and it literally came out on 9/11.
Whoa.
So we obviously did not promote it. Nobody who cares about a cookbook at that moment of time. You don't even remember that. I mean,
barely. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that book literally never launched. It just kind of, it was produced and just kind of sat in boxes.
Yeah.
Never really had a chance. And then I wrote the Bar American cookbook. I wrote the Mesa mm-hmm. Grill cookbook as Mesa Grill matured. It was sort of the second version of the Bold American Food book. And then a slew of grilling books, you know, from Boy Meets Grill to Boy Gets Grill. Okay. Then we did Grilling for Life. And then Barbecue Addiction also. So, mm-hmm. you know, the grilling books, you know, really had a big run. I was cooking a lot outdoors, and that's when I, you know, started doing a lot of grilling outside on Food Network. So people knew me for that as well.
Yeah.
Grilling for Life. I did it because I decided to sort of get, you know, healthier in my life. I did a book called Burgers, Fries and Shakes when we opened Bobby's Burger Palace.
So good.
So you can see, like, you know, of course we did the Throwdown cookbook, the Beat Bobby Flay cookbook. So some of the books are, you know, people want those recipes from some of those successful shows. Mm-hmm. So that gets done. Yeah. So then that's basically, you know, and then Bobby at Home, which is, I would say Bobby at Home is one of my favorite ones. It's just because
it's such a good one.
It's Bobby at Home because I'm at home. You know, it's like cooking. And I think like this next book that I'm doing with you is definitely a version of that, mm-hmm. except I got you. And so it's better. We have some lemon juice or lemons. I'm gonna squeeze the juice in. Some white wine and capers. My favorite and yours.
Yes, I can smell them.
Some butter, some unsalted whole butter. And I'm gonna take some parsley, chop this up. You can use other herbs if you wanted to, like oregano would work nicely. In the summer, basil night works nice. So I'm just gonna chop up some flat leaf Italian parsley chopped. And those will go on at the very end. We're gonna take a look at our swordfish. One more second. Make sure it's nice and brown. You like a piccata?
Love.
Yeah, so this is like one of the, like to me, this is one of the key dishes to, you know, my new cookbook about, you know, basically, but it's a great Sunday night meal. Great for a great family style meal as well. So I just want to cook the swordfish till it's just cooked. And then basically this is all about just like making a pan sauce right in the pan. So it's a nice, it's a lot less cleanup, which is also nice when you're cooking at home.
Kind of like a golden brown color right now.
Yeah, really, yeah, golden brown. You want that contrast of texture. If you put it in while the oil is too cold, it's going to boil in the oil and you're not going to get any color. It's basically, you're basically going to be poaching it in the oil and like, that's not good. But anyway, so the photos, you know, the photos obviously for a cookbook are incredibly important. And so I've been working with Ed Anderson for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 books. And, you know, he's such a good photographer because he just shoots in his very organic way. Also, he's quick, which I like too. He doesn't overthink the shots. He's just trying to like take it for what it is. And when he's shooting me cooking, he's just shooting me cooking. And like he'll like shoot me making a pasta dish. And who knows how many frames he's shot, 150 in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
There's got to be one good one in there somewhere, right? And that's the way he thinks about it. And so, you know, I hired the photographer. The publishing house, you know, obviously has a say so in terms of what they want the book to be designed like. You know, there's a full design for the book itself.
Yeah.
You know, and it's things like the colors of the cookbook inside and out, and what the font looks like. How big is the font?
Right.
You know, where the photo's going to go. How many full picture photos are there? It's like, you know, there's a lot to do. And then, you know, the photo shoots go on for days and days and days. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, you and I are sitting right now in my house, and in the kitchen, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 people who've been prepping all the food for we're in the middle of doing the photo shoot right now. And part of the photo shoot is just the pictures of the food themselves, what they call beauty shots.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them are you and I cooking some stuff, and right. So that there's you know, personality in the book itself, so it's not just food. And that's, you know, depending on what the cookbook is, that's really important.
When you started thinking about this book, what were like some of the first dishes that came to mind
for this book?
Yeah, like I'm so excited that the shrimp pasta dish is in this cookbook.
I know you were actually eating that today. So the shrimp pasta is a dish that I would say most of my friends think is one of my favorite, one of their best dishes.
By far.
Right?
Yeah.
So just so you know what it is, it's shrimp with a pasta called malfadine, which is like, it looks like almost like lasagna sheets,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's got some crinkly edges to it. And what I do is when I go to the store, I ask the fishmonger for the shrimps with the shells on. And I take the shells off, clean the shrimp, and I save the shells and I make a shrimp stock. And the shrimp stock becomes a big part of the flavor in this dish.
Mm-hmm.
And I cook the pasta and I have the shrimp stock. So I have the shrimp stock and then I put some saffron threads in the shrimp stock. So now I have a saffron shrimp stock. And then, so I saute the shrimp, I add some garlic and some lemon juice, a little bit of white wine, and then I have the shrimp stock, some butter, and then I cook the pasta. I throw the pasta in there, a little bit of the pasta water, and the shrimp goes back in after I saute it. And I put some fresh herbs like basil and parsley and a little bit of butter. And I put a little Parmigiano Reggiano cheese. Now some people will say like, oh, yeah, shrimp and cheese, that's not cool.
Yeah.
You know what? It's fine. It tastes good. And especially like good quality Parmigiano Reggiano, it's like nutty and it's salty. Like, what's wrong with that?
Okay, so for that dish, could I say I didn't want to buy the shrimp with the shells on?
Yeah.
Could I just buy de-veined shrimp and then just shrimp stock?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But can you find shrimp stock that easily?
I don't know. I'll take a look.
Yeah.
I hate doing all that to the shrimp.
Doing what? Cleaning them?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody likes cleaning shrimp, but...
Right, so I'm trying to find an easier way to make my favorite pasta.
No, I know. But I mean, but I have to say, like, that is the key of the flavor.
Mm.
And I put like a little tomato paste in the shrimp stock, so you know, it gets that fruity,
so
acidic flavor.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, so I'm going to take the swordfish out, just put it on the plate. I'm going to get rid of some of this excess oil, and then I'm going to deglaze the pan with some white wine. Squeeze some lemon juice in there, fresh lemon juice, yum. So you get some acidity from the wine, and you know you're cooking out the alcohol. You're saving the flavor of the grape, and you're also getting some acidity from the wine itself. And then we're gonna let that cook down a little bit. Add a few capers.
Yes.
Let it reduce for a second, and then we're gonna add some butter. And the butter is going to give it, you know, obviously some richness.
It's a lot of butter.
Not really. It's also going to thicken the sauce. It's going to emulsify.
Yeah.
You just kind of swirl it around. You're just eating the capers right out of the jar.
So good.
All right, so you know, you want the sauce to be kind of light, but flavorful. Are you liking the capers?
I just love capers so much.
And at the very, very end, just before you plate it, you put the fresh herbs in. Always add fresh herbs at the very last second. You can see how nice and bright green they get. And then you just pour the sauce over the swordfish.
Mmm.
That's it.
Gorge.
Have recipes ever come to you in a dream?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah, I'm surprised that you asked me that question.
Because I always think about how Paul McCartney said that Yesterday came to him in a dream. It's like one of the most covered songs of all time. And I was just curious if that ever happened to you.
I dream about food all of the time. And a lot of times it's finished dishes or I'm cooking something in a pan and I'm looking over it. Mm. And, you know, sometimes I jot them down right away. It's usually when I'm like in the middle of doing a menu for one of my current restaurants or a new restaurant.
Right, and just like in your subconscious.
I mean, it's like my juices are flowing.
Yeah, yeah.
And or I'm writing a cookbook or something like that. Mm-hmm. When I really, like obviously, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I think about is food.
Right.
And it's probably the last thing I think about when I go to bed. But I constantly have ingredients and dishes and restaurants, et cetera, always rolling through my head. But when I'm really focused on trying to be creative, like for instance, you know, at Amalfi, my Vegas place, like I just had to change a handful of dishes for this, you know, for the winter. You know, I was dreaming about food then, about like side dishes and stuff like that.
That's so interesting.
I came up with a dish as a side dish the other night, you know, basically from dreaming about it. And now, a lot of times they're not exactly the way you think they're going to be because it's a dream. So there's always something weird happening. Right. But so it's never like, and then there's onions and garlic and then and crispy shallots on top.
It's like
you know?
Being written out.
But I see it somehow. Yeah. Like a lot of times I see it finished. And then I decipher it, and when I wake up, I decipher it in my head as to what I thought it was. Mm. So I've been thinking about white beans a lot, and I've always wanted to have some sort of white bean dish on the menu at Amalfi as a side dish or something.
Okay.
And also Christina likes white beans, so whatever. I get influenced by my girlfriend sometimes. But so I'm doing like a white bean risotto. So instead of rice, it's sort of a play on, it's not true risotto.
Right.
But the white beans would take the place of the rice. So it's like, it's interesting. It's white beans that are, you know, cannellini beans that are cooked fully. Mm-hmm. But, you know, then there, it has like some broth and then it has Parmigiano Reggiano cheese melted into it, some butter, some crushed red peppers, and then tiny little florets of like broccoli rabe running through it. And then some little cherry tomatoes, but confit on top. So,
yum.
So it's like, it's a very kind of like almost like soupy like, but kind of like held together with the cheese and the butter, white beans, garlicky, a little spicy, broccoli rabe running through it, cherry tomatoes on top. I just think it's gonna, I haven't started yet. I'm gonna do it in about a week, but it's a dish that I think is going to go really good with all the grilled fish on the menu.
Oh, cool.
You know, it's a side dish.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's an example of, you know, something that I dreamt about. And then when I write the Amalfi cookbook one day, who knows when that's going to happen, but that could happen, you know. When I write the Amalfi restaurant cookbook one day, you know, maybe that dish will be in it.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. And what's your favorite, to wrap it up, what's your favorite dessert in this cookbook?
Oh, in this cookbook? A couple of things. I like the strawberry crostata. I'm a crostata guy because
I love crostatas.
You know why I'm a crostata guy?
Why?
Two reasons. Number one, it's Italian.
Okay.
All right.
Oh my God, here we go.
It's casual, it's free form. Mm-hmm. And also I can do it. And that's the thing I like about it. It's a very rustic tart. Mm-hmm. It's not, you don't have to like perfectly put it into like a pie dish or anything like that, or a tart pan. And, you know, it doesn't have to look perfect because it's a crostata. So it's a free form, you know, pastry dough with fruit cooked inside of it. I like the butterscotch pudding. It's got real scotch in it.
So good.
My feeling is if it doesn't have butter and it doesn't have scotch in it, it's not butterscotch. I mean, I like the literal translation.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, well, let's go eat some of that.
You got it.
Always Hungry is created by Bobby Flay and Sophie Flay.
Our executive producer is Christopher Hasiotis.
Always Hungry is produced, edited, and mixed by Jonathan Haas-Dressler.
Always Hungry is engineered by Sophie Flay. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcast.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.